North Sudan's government laid out new proposals to resolve a dispute with the South over the central Abyei region, including setting up a rotating administration for the contested territory. Sudanese troops seized Abyei on May 21st, setting off an international outcry and raising fears the North could go to war again with South Sudan, which is set to declare its independence on July 9th. The South voted to secede in a January referendum, but the status of the disputed territory of Abyei was supposed to be decided in a separate vote, which has yet to be scheduled. Since fighting resumed in the region, tens of thousands of people have fled the area. Adrian Edwards from the UN Refugee Agency says efforts to help the displaced people are being hampered by insecurity, heavy rains, and fuel shortages.
Currently, assessment teams are working to reach areas that have been cut off due to insecurity, damage to a bridge which crosses the river between Agok and Abyei, and because of heavy rains. In Agok, displaced people have told us that many people have gone into hiding in the bush. We are seeing a number of cases in which families have been split during the fighting. As of late yesterday, the information we were getting was that looting and sporadic shooting was continuing. Colleagues witnessed trucks carrying looted goods leaving Abyei.
Under the North's proposals, Abyei's administration would be transferred to a joint committee on July 8th, and international peacekeepers in the region would be replaced by troops from Africa. The South continues to call on the North to unconditionally withdraw from the area. I'm Charles Collins.